This is Susan V. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out. I'm speaking with Jen Julia. Jen is the director of the Sheridan Arts Foundation Young People's Theater Program and has been for the past 15 years. The upcoming show, You're the One That I Want, is the culmination of 45 different productions and 200 students and all the time and all the effort, and embodies the spirit of Young People's Theater. Jen, thanks for joining me.
Susan, thank you for having me.
So you were a theater brat in a way. Didn't your parents produce summer stock back home in Maine?
They did, and I grew up doing musical theater from the time I was very small, and then when I was about 12, my mom became a producer, and our whole family participated in those shows, and it was a really joyful way to grow up because doing theater as a group, as a family, it was just a lot of fun.
Okay. You did not have an easy time as a student prior to Bennington, something I think a lot of people will be surprised to hear. Would you talk about that and what growing up was like for you? I do think most people imagine that you've always led a charmed life and that everything always came easy.
Well, very few things that are worthwhile I have found ever come easy. Everything takes a lot of time and a lot of work. And I do feel that now I do lead a rather charmed life as a result of all of that work. But no, I had a lot of bumps in the road starting as a child. I mean, I was really, really disinterested in school and grew up feeling that I was not very bright because I had such a hard time focusing in the classroom. And high school, middle school and high school for me were miserable times because I was I was smart enough and I made grades, you know, by the skin of my teeth, and so I was in advanced classes, but to make myself focus was just brutal, and I just found everything so boring. And it was like pulling teeth to get me to raise my hand or engage in class. And I always thought that was all my fault. And I thought that it was because I wasn't smart and I didn't belong there. And it wasn't until later on till I really found my place in the world as a creative person and as an artist where I realized, oh, actually I do have something to contribute here. That just wasn't my style. So the formula of school wasn't a great fit for me until I got into college and started at Bennington.
Thank you. In grad school under the direction of Juliana Saxton, what was the most important lesson or lessons you learned about the role of drama in education?
Well, I learned that drama isn't just a fun pastime. It is, even though fun is a huge part of it, and I'm not to minimize that. That's a really valid reason to be involved in theater and drama. Drama is the greatest learning tool because it is allowing students to access information in a verbal way, in an auditory way, in a kinesthetic way through movement. It's learning about the world through stories, which is really how, from the time we're born, how we start making sense of the world and our place in it. So when I was a graduate student, I learned about teaching whole curriculum through drama, and I learned about how for most learners it sets your brain on fire. It sets you free to think, to imagine, to grasp the world in a hands-on way, and I think plays are one part of that, but there's so many ways to learn through drama, and it's a really vital and important learning medium.
Wonderful answer. Thank you.
Thanks.
So what brought you to Telluride in the first place?
Well, I was my husband, who's then my boyfriend, we really wanted to be in a ski town together. And so we started researching ski towns, and we had kind of a lofty ideal of what kind of ski town we wanted to be in. We wanted to be in Colorado. We wanted to be in a historic ski town. I had a dream of always teaching in a historic theater, and so we started researching places in the Southwest, and this was pre-internet for me, so I had a vague understanding of what email was, but this is way before I was actually using it, and so I actually called chambers of commerce in towns in Colorado, and I got the number for the Sheridan Opera House, and I called Ronnie Palomar, and she actually, I asked her, I said, you know, what do you have an opening in your children's theater program? At your theater, and she said, well, actually, we don't have one. And I said, well, would you like one? So she actually hired me to work on the Wild West Fest, which is another great program that the Arts Foundation does. And I started in the summer of 99, and by fall, the board, with Ronnie's encouraging, allowed me to start the Young People's Theater in a very small and basic way.
Yeah, I remember the first show very well, barely kids.
Yeah, it was a mixed group. We had kids from elementary school through high school. We only did two plays that year. My sister and I built the entire set ourselves out of cardboard that we got from the recycling bin behind Telluride Sports.
Yeah.
And with paint mixed. So it was like the reject paint from Ace Hardware. And I think the whole thing, and I borrowed costumes from my mom in Maine. She shipped them out to us. I think the production, like what we spent on it, it was under $1,000. And there were 27 children. And that included the program and everything. We had a tiny budget.
Okay. I had remembered 16 kids in Peter Pan. So there were 27?
Oh, well, you know what? You're the one with all the information. Susan, at your fingertips, you probably remember it better than I can. I could go to the program and count, but 16 is probably more on the money. I think probably what I'm remembering is by the spring we had increased our numbers.
Yes, that's right. That's
Good remembering, Susan V. Brock. Nice work.
It's in my files. No magic. So then looking back over the 15 years, because you've certainly come a long way, what are your proudest accomplishments from the world of Sheridan Arts Foundation Young People's Theater?
Well, I think my proudest accomplishment concerning the Young People's Theater is that students that have started it generally stick with it. And so we've had the delicious and delightful pleasure as a theater company of being together for a very long time. And I've seen kids time and time again go through the ranks. They start in second or third grade, now even younger with our programs we offer for younger kids, and they're sticking with it through their senior year of high school. So we're seeing so much incredible growth in our students personally and creatively, and it's a lot of time together, and that's satisfying in so many ways. It's a beautiful experience as a teacher, as an educator, to have that relationship and to watch students grow over a long, long period of time. I don't know many teachers that get that, to enjoy that, and I do not take it for granted. And to see the kids gain confidence the way they do over the years, it's mind-blowing. I find it fascinating. It's never boring for me. People usually ask, oh, you know, aren't you getting tired of this, just doing play after play? No way, because they're all different. They're always different, and each cast is unique and different, and some are more challenging, some have a dynamic that really gels, sometimes it's harder to get there, but we always do. And it's the work as a group, as a family, that makes it really satisfying for me and very exciting. I love it.
Wonderful. I think that's a great way to end.
Yeah, thanks.
This has been Susan V. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out, speaking with Jen Julia, Director of Young People's Theater at the Sheridan Opera House. The upcoming production is You're the One That I Want, the High School Grease Experience. That goes up on Friday, January 31st. It then goes up again on Saturday, February 1st, and skips Super Bowl Sunday to finish on Monday, February 3rd. Performances are 6 p.m. each night. Jen, thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Susan.
You're welcome.